KMOX at your service. Welcome to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, presented by Schlieder Painting and Home Improvement Company. Schlieder Painting. Here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
And good morning, good Saturday. Hope you're in your home safely, healthy, and sound. This is the Home Improvement Show. We have 2 hours today, a wonderful lineup of topics to discuss. All of you that are spending perhaps a little more time closer to home, in the home, all those honey-do lists that were there just a little while ago, I'm pretty sure they're still there. My name is Scott Mosby. This is the Helitech Home Improvement Show. We have 10 phone lines to reach out and help you do and achieve whatever it is to keep you healthy, safe, as well as your health being protected by your home. Little things we'll go through throughout the first hour of, how to maintain various things, you know, like air filters in your furnace. You forget about that stuff, but we're still sneaking up on April. Pollen, things are getting green, warm weather and rain. We've got some serious rain possibilities. We've had some beautiful days recently. Wow. 79 degrees, 66 tomorrow, not too bad. If we can hunker down and get past these storms, life will be good in the Midwest. 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. Please call with any topics you have, because this is the KMOX At Your Service Home Improvement Show. My name is Scott Mosby. I've been here for the better part of 20-something years. I own and operate Mosby Building Arts. This is our 73rd year in business. We're entering our 8th decade of service. This is a family business. The family has extended to our clients, all of our associates, our trade partners. Really, this is becoming, this whole COVID-19 is kind of defining or redefining our tribal roots. You know, who is our family? Who is our home team? And then you get out to the community, and then that of the Midwest and beyond. But it's interesting that how well we are actually all pulling together. We have things like this bring out the best and the worst. I'm an optimist. I tend to see the best, strive for the best. People that enjoy that outlook tend to be attracted to me and that type of thinking, both in business, personal light, and the moral things of serving the community. So this is one of those ways. I truly, truly, truly love and look forward to my KMOX Saturday mornings, because it's a way to participate in the community, give back, make sure that what we have in our homes, our housing, our shelters, that shelter, that home, is truly serving us. Anyway, enough of that. 314-436-7900, 436-7900, toll free anywhere around the globe, 800-925-1120. All those things around your home that, now that you're there, we can talk about ground fault circuit interrupters, GFCIs, those little push-button things, maybe an arc fault circuit interrupter, those things in bedrooms now for the two-wire wiring in the older homes being primarily before 1970 grounded electric wiring came out. All those things that really frustrate you. Right now, I want to ask your help. Please, if you believe it to be good in your home, check it now. So inspect what you expect. Check your furnace filter, and you may have more than one forced air furnace. If you have a hot water system, go down and make sure the sight glass, the water in that hot water or the steam, those sight glasses, the little glass tube up and down, make sure those things have water in it, and there'll be a line on there, so check that as well. But furnace filters, this is something that is worthy to keep clean, get clean, and replace. We can talk about that. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Also, if you've heard things about ultraviolet lights inside your ductwork system, kind of an out there sort of thing. It went by the way of electronic air cleaners. But the point is that bacteria cannot survive in the sunlight. Ultraviolet light tends to kill that type of bacteria. So when you've had these conversations, changing furnaces and such, I admit I don't have a UV ultraviolet light in my furnace. So, you know, but it's interesting because now all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe that wasn't such an out there thing to consider. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Likewise, today and the coming week is going to be some pretty good weather. This is a great opportunity to jumpstart your home projects around from the leaves in the yard to preparing the lawn. You know, all those labor intensive things, your garden. Mike Miller was all over this morning. You know, blessings and kudos to Mike and his team for always, you know, being there for us. But really, prepare your home and your yard. Likewise, check your windows, check your screens. You can remove those screens, you know, tape them together, get them ready to go to the hardware store when the hardware store opens back up. Keep in mind, there are essential industries and services. My company, Mosby Building Arts, we are still operating, albeit from a lesser service area because not everybody is healthy, strong, and able to social distance during these construction projects. But frankly, once we get a house kind of disassembled, ready to go, and on that, you know, ready to roll, most people will pretty much clear out, get out of the way to try and have that home back to its up to snuff. And certainly the after improvement, oh my gosh, you know, that's why they did these improvements. We are also designing new projects. Yeah, think about that. Virtual sales visits to where we talk about, and design visits to where we talk about what can be. If you have a smartphone and it has a camera, we can do business. You're going to hear about that from Helitech today. We've got a guest coming into the studio this morning, or calling in, I think, for social distancing anyway. So we've got a Helitech guest coming in because we've got so much rain in the forecast today. What do you do when, you know, your house turns into a boat? And the boat doesn't float, but it sure leaks. Well, then you call Helitech. So we're going to talk about that with a Helitech guest coming in here soon. But keep in mind that many parts of the world, including maintaining your home, which is the whole mission of today's Home Improvement Show on KMOX, by the way, over a half century old. If you think this is a new thing and I'm a new guy, you know, I'm just the latest schmo to sit the seat in the KMOX Home Improvement Show for well over a half century. And frankly, I don't take that lightly. I think that's pretty neat. So I am quite impressed with my responsibility, both to the community, the associates at Mosby Building Arts, KMOX, as well as keeping them safe, healthy, sound, and secure. So anyway, as you walk around the house, let me finish the walkabout a bit. Check the screens, the windows, the doors. Make sure they're adjusted as we go from cold to warmer temperatures. Some of those thresholds, door adjustments, weather stripping around there, and the windows. Make sure they move and open and close safely, because if there is a fire, normal life occurs stuff, you know, folks. So don't rule out the normal customary things. COVID-19 is not the only thing that happens in the world. So it's important to be able to get out in an emergency. Likewise, if you need first responder help in any flavor or form, how did they come to your home? Where would they park? How did they come into the home? Is there room to get you or your loved ones out of the home? All those things that we call at Mosby Building Arts, really full accessibility. You might hear the term aging in place. Well, that's all pretty much. How does that home allow the support you and I need from time to time from the outside first responder world to get us to that next step of service and safety? 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. I am Scott Mosby. I am truly blessed to be with you today. Honored, and I give you my best. I promise I'll always give you my best here on KMOX and any place else. If I'm wrong, I'm okay with being wrong. Oftentimes, I will have an answer. Somebody will call in and add to that answer, and that's all great. My responsibility is getting you the best and most correct information that I can, whether it comes from a listener, a caller, a professional out in the listening community, putting together somebody like Helitech, how you can, you know, get the water taken care of in a time when, you know, we're basically in shutdown mode. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. You know, I'm pretty excited. I'm getting a lot of stuff done around home. I don't know about you, but, you know, Casa Mosby is looking pretty good. Little things like light bulbs changed, low-volt lighting, door locks are now operating and lubricated better. You know, my garage door rollers all get a little bit of spritz of lubricant. That, they're getting a little quieter after that old winter. So we've got lots of things to talk about. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. I am Scott Mosby. This is KMOX, and we are at your service. All right, this is Home Improvement. Scott Mosby at your service. 2 hours today, 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. If you have it around your home, and it's important, and you want to trust it to keep your house dry, safe. We're not done with snow, folks. We're still in March. March and April are two of the largest snowfall months. So despite 70 something degrees and 60 tomorrow, 66 degrees tomorrow, we've got all kinds of rain in the forecast. It can be snowy. So don't, I know, you know, we've been inundated with all kinds of other types of news, but remember, life and the world keeps going. We are just here for a while, passing through, some of us longer than others. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Let's get up with the phones, fire up and get started with my friend Maureen. Hey, Maureen, good morning. Welcome to KMOX. Hugs to you and thanks for being here. How can I help?
Oh, thank you, Scott. Thank you for your show and your positive attitude. It really helps. I have a flooring question.
Yeah.
We are planning to have flooring, vinyl flooring removed and get some other flooring in there. Well, we were told that the flooring, which was installed in 1984 or 85, may be hazardous, that we would have to have special treatment or someone, I guess hazmat or something, remove that. Because of the asbestos. Have you ever heard of that?
Oh, yeah. I live it every day. It is a big part of my life. Frankly, the asbestos, the lead in paint and building materials over the years really is what puts us and our industry kind of in a good stead because, you know, this COVID-19 thing, we've been dealing with all kinds of toxic building materials for a long time. So we know how to handle some of this stuff. And you betcha. I will say that asbestos was kept out of the building materials stream in 1977, so there is a possibility or probability that your top layer of vinyl flooring does not have asbestos in it. But I will tell you, that doesn't mean it doesn't, because companies would have warehouses full of this stuff. Also, there's a black adhesive, a mastic that went down under some of this tile that actually had asbestos fibers in it. And when you go to pull up a vinyl flooring or any kind of a flooring, your top layer may not have asbestos in it, but the layer just below it, if there's a second layer, you know, they put underlayment over it and they cover because you can do that. They may, you know, your top one may be fine. So they test that. Everything looks good. They get into the job and all of a sudden they find out, whoa, you know, I'm pretty sure this other floor was put in the 50s and 60s. You know, and now we need to get it tested. So I would definitely go ahead and have that tested because, frankly, the workers are pretty well trained to protect themselves and how to go about this. But if you get it wrong, it's your house and the fibers are all over your house. So you're the one that will ultimately pay the big price, you know, inhaling this bad fiber thing for a long time. So the way to do that is if you have a forced air duct or outlet or something, or at the edge of a threshold where you have one of those metal little threshold strips or a wood piece or whatever, pull that off and have a professional just break off a piece of the flooring and what's underneath it, scrape it a little bit. So, you know, reputable flooring companies do this all the time. This is all part of our pre-construction process at Mosby Building Arts. We look for trouble so that we don't surprise with it in the middle of the job. You know, so you betcha, this is a possibility. I don't think it's in your top layer of flooring, but, you know, depending on the age of your house, there's a real good possibility what's underneath it is.
Okay, Scott, well, the house was built in 85, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you're okay.
Are we okay then?
Yeah, 1985, you're 8 years past the 77 time. Most of the products in warehouses were long gone by then.
Good.
You know, so, and that, you know, it, but that's still, you know, I'm a schmo on the radio that never got in your kitchen. So, you know, my credibility is I know what the rules are and what probably would be, but, you know, I mean, you know, measure twice, cut once. So testing it and finding out that it's fine, you know, costs a few bucks. But
okay, better be safe than sorry.
Amen. Okay. It's just not hard to test and be sure.
Okay, so the ban for asbestos was put into effect in 77, though, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that one?
Yeah, okay. And they publicized it in 75 so the companies could engineer their products to get rid of that magical, really miracle fiber, which it was.
At the time, yeah.
At the time, it just wasn't real good for us.
No. Oh, thank you so much, Scott.
Okay, Maureen, thanks. Good question, and thanks for getting us started. Okay, home improvement. Let's see who's up next. Let's go to my buddy, John. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to Cam Wex. Mon frere, how are you today?
Doing pretty good, Scott. How are you?
Better than I deserve, let's put it that way. I'm just blessed and glad to be here.
Good, good. Hey, got a quick question for you. I purchased a house in Florida in November. I had the air conditioning heat pump system or whatever that was in the attic. I replaced all the heating and cooling. They retaped all the ductwork, cleaned the ductwork, sanitized it. And I was talking to the gentleman about moisture, and we were talking about installing something on the furnace that would kind of help with the moisture. But he was saying that they were more trouble than they were worth. They had problems with them in Florida or something. But my question to you is, I remember you saying leave the fan on, let the fan run all the time. So I've been doing that. I was gone from the place for about maybe a month, and I went back down there. And when I walked in, I sort of had kind of a moisture smell in the house.
Yeah.
I opened up the windows, the doors, and kind of aired it out on a nice warm day, and that kind of went away. But I'm asking, what can I do to maybe try to help with the moisture when I'm not there? So when I show up, I'm not walking into it.
John, what are you setting the air conditioner system at when you're gone? Temperature.
I set it at 77 degrees.
You should be okay with that because an air conditioning system is a dehumidifier. So in Florida, where it's very high humidity, just like St. Louis, the AC system pretty much has to be set to run all the time year round. Keep the blower motor moving. Same for St. Louis. We don't really need that in the heating times, but, you know, Florida's a lot more warm. You get out west into the Arizona, you know, where the humidity is so much lower, then, you know, you can edge that 77 up into the mid 80s of where you set your AC on an empty house. But also don't miss the, you changed all your heating and cooling, all the surfaces in your house, cabinets, floors, carpets, fabric, bedspreads, furniture, everything probably has a layer of mold or mildew on it, and you put a little bit of humidity in there, and all of a sudden your nose tells you, whoa, something's going on here. And if you feel that closeness, that humid feeling, then beware. And I would run that blower motor down in Florida all the time. It is such an inexpensive way to move that air around, miss the hot and cold spots or the wet and dry corners, that sort of thing. And I like your 77 temp set for your thermostat.
Yeah, but one thing I did notice, which I thought was kind of weird, I've never seen before, when I open up the refrigerator, that seal that goes around the door where it meets the refrigerator and seals it, that had some black mold in that. I cleaned it hydrogen peroxide or whatever. They said it's the best way so you don't dry out the seal. That all cleaned up, and I came back, like I said, a month later, and it was there again.
That means your seal isn't working because what you've got is warm, moist air in the air inside the unit, inside your house there, and then that very cold inside, and that magnetic, probably weather strip for that door, is not making a seal.
Okay, new refrigerator. Okay.
Right, right, on the fridge door, and beware the freezer too. If you've got a double door or up and down freezer too, make sure those things seal, because they're really important when you're gone. Because a month of leaking condensation. So what's happening is the moisture is condensing on that weather strip. The leak comes from the air touching that cold inside of the fridge, and then the condensation ensues, and now you've got this little moist weather strip all the way around the door that just growing a little petri dish of mold.
Right. Okay. So the refrigerator will take care of that. Okay. Yeah. And I'll let the fan run all the time. What about installing some, like, maybe some charcoal canisters maybe around the house? Do you think that would help at all?
Oh, it can't hurt. Charcoal will not do virus things. It will pull the mold, mildew, and particulates around. But again, as I started out the air, don't miss the simple low-hanging fruit of just a good quality furnace filter, because you can pick the particulates out of the air. Mold spores are particles. So even though they're, not friendly to us, still you can catch them on that filter. And then once, if you've got a smell in the house, that's where the charcoal really comes on good, because if you can move that air past that charcoal, that black activated charcoal, just like they used to have in cigarettes years ago, that actually grabs the toxins and holds them. They do need to be changed more often, because they're activated. They go looking for problems.
Well, I'm glad that I let the technician talk me into that ultraviolet light. I had that installed on the furnace, so I guess that should help with the air quality somewhat.
Yeah, they're pretty inexpensive, but it's like, how out there is this new thing? Well, golly, all of a sudden with COVID-19 and all sorts of things like this, now you're a genius.
right, exactly. I like to have it installed here. I'm going to look into having it installed here in my furnace here. So.
Yeah, I'll bet the HVAC guys are going to be pretty busy, especially after this show, putting in UV lights, because everybody needs to get their AC furnace checked for the system, the season coming up anyway. It's like, if you got a guy coming, add something on. You're not paying another trip charge for that thing, so get her done.
Yep, definitely. Going to do that. Well, I appreciate it, Scott. Thank you very much for helping me out.
John, good morning, and good luck, my friend.
All right, thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. I am loving this. We're talking about some good stuff. Asbestos, mold, mildew, temperature settings, weather stripping, simple things like your refrigerator. I omitted that. I'm talking about windows and doors, little things like around your refrigerator. Make sure, here we go. When was the last time your refrigerator or freezer was cleaned? Okay, raise your hands for everybody who really wants to do that. I get it. Just keep in mind, these are the things that when we're at home, they get higher on the list than they might be. Well, anyway, short time for a pause. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. I am at your service, enjoying our time together here on CamWex. I'll be right back after this. All right, back together. Scott Mosby, Home Improvement, 2 hours till 1 o'clock today. Phone lines open for you, 314-436-7900, 436-7900, 800-925-1120. The old quote goes, no matter where you go, there you are. Well, here we are. No matter where we go, here we are. And we've got a guest. I've invited Burke Watts to come in from Helitech, talk to us a little bit about how to take care of our homes, and really just as one of our local businesses, how business is going. Hey, Burke, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Appreciate you having me on this morning. And as always, glad to be part of the show.
Oh, thanks for sponsoring the show, Burke. We appreciate the support and bringing all these answers and help and just a little community to the Midwest. And, thanks for your support in that endeavor.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, kind of like what you said, and the same with you and your business and that. I mean, Helitech's a family-owned local St. Louis, business. And I've been serving the community since 1987, and We're in this with everybody else, even though it is a little bit of a difficult time. Like you said a few minutes ago, we're in it till the end, and we're all going to get through it. Just got to make the best of it.
Yeah. Burke, what's happening around Helitech? I know, the rain doesn't stop and the foundations don't quit moving when we get sick. What's cooking in the foundation world of Helitech?
You know, really the year, it started off January and February were so mild. You know, we haven't really had the big snow and that, so we've had a lot of rain and that, and just been fantastic, you know, to get the year started. And really, like you said, water doesn't stop coming in. So unfortunately, for homeowners, now you're home, so these things are a little bit more prevalent out in your face. And so we've been able to, you know, keep everybody busy and going and helping homeowners. Obviously, we're taking every precaution out there. You know, it's been nice. We've instituted some things with our employees that we'll keep doing afterwards with, you know, how we take care of everything on the trucks and tools and making sure guys are, you know, safe, and obviously making sure we're keeping our customers safe as well, is obviously our most important thing here. And very thankful so far that we've been able to stay busy and keep all of our employees working without really missing a beat, other than taking the extra precautions.
Well, Burke, how is a consultation handled here with coming to see a house, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, so obviously we're asking the homeowners, you know, questions. Have they been sick? Has anybody in the house been sick? Anything like that? Making sure we're having, you know, daily meetings with everybody to make sure we're not putting anybody out in the home that's not feeling well. But we've also started, you know, we had to make a little bit of a change and look at it, Scott, and say, okay, how can we do this if somebody doesn't want us in their home right now, but they need us to have something looked at? So we've been doing some virtual visits through, FaceTime or, you know, iPhone video, different things like that with our homeowners, having them send us over a lot of pictures so that we can help point them in directions on things to look for. Because a lot of times when we show up at a house, much like what you would do, is you're going to look at it and say, okay, let's take a look at this first. Let's see if A plus B equals C, or is it a simple fix that a homeowner can do themselves? And so we're trying to help out with those things as much as possible through virtual visits, which any customer can get a hold of us through the website at HelaTechOnline.com and set that up, and we'll have one of the estimators get with them on that.
Yeah, that's impressive, Burke. And I was thinking about this the other day, that, you know, Steve Jobs and the smartphone and all that technology, I'm thinking, you know what? I don't think any of us really thought of that guy in terms of health, global health, because this is allowing and providing our world to keep turning. You know, people go home, they spend the time, they look at that crack down in the basement, they get the willies, and now what? You know, call Helitech. So,
yeah, you know, and that's the thing, like you were saying earlier in the show there, when I was listening, is we're all spending a little bit more time at home, and so we're noticing those things, or maybe we're getting to the chores that we've put off, and we're finding those things. And, you know, it's rain, like I said, rain's not going to stop, the foundation movement's not going to stop, so let's get those things addressed and don't have two problems going at once. Let's, you know, fix what we can. And as always, you know, our estimators come out. It's a no obligation, no charge for homeowners for us to look at a house. And there's a lot of recommendations we give out before we tell somebody, hey, you really need to have your basement waterproofed. It may be you need to have your gutters fixed and have the grading and all those things. So, folks, while you're home, take advantage of this time to look around your house for those things, because if we can catch them early, you may not need us at all, but if you do, I promise it'll be less costly if we catch it earlier than it is later.
Yeah, just like the whole virus spread, if, you know, an ounce of prevention sure beats a pound of cure on the foundation as well.
Yeah, I mean, catching a small crack and fixing that before it leads to a real structural issue, I mean, can be the difference in thousands and thousands of dollars if a problem really gets to be severe. And so, you know, it's definitely never too early to have something looked at that you're noticing in the home.
Hey, Burke, would you hang by with us and stay with us this next part of the hour, if you don't mind?
Be happy to.
Roger that. It's nice to have an expert in my pocket as we go through the show. Hang on. Let's go to the phones here and talk to my good friend who's been waiting, Julie. Hey, Julie, good morning. Welcome to CAMOX. How may I help you?
Good morning, Scott. I have a question about exterior faux stone panels.
Yeah.
And installing those over siding. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts about it, and is there an increased chance of mold?
Well, faux stone is nothing more than concrete chunks of brick that are thin and they don't weigh a ton. So they're faux stone. They're lightweight, but they're still kind of a cement type material. They're a brick like thing. They stick on the wall more like ceramic tile and porcelain tile than they do brick or stone on the exterior of the building. Now, there's with that in mind, just like on ceramic tile, marble, granite, any kind of cementitious floor or wall surface, you know, you have to get the first two or three steps right to prepare for the installation of that. So removing any old siding, you get down to the structure, which might be an OSB chipboard, plywood. If you have old foam panels from the 70s, when energy efficiency just started, you might need to put more plywood, a structure over that can properly hang and hold that stone. You pretty much put up what's called, if any of you are familiar watching a plaster wall get fixed, there are three layers of plaster. Well, faux stone is exactly the same thing, but instead of putting a skim coat of plaster or a ceramic tile on the top surface last coat, you know, there's a scratch coat, there's wire reinforcement or wire mesh, plaster mesh, which goes in there, and then another rough surface that gets screeded with almost like dragging a rake across it, so that it's a real irregular lot of surface area, and then you basically stick this faux stone panel up with a cement type deal. And then there are also the panels that you may be talking about that literally hang and just nail, and they just hang suspended on the wall, kind of like the old asbestos tiles that really, you know, have a few nails in them, but they're just kind of on the wall and not really part of the structure.
Okay. And so if you get the first three layers right, then you're not worried about mold.
No, actually, the stuff is pretty good because you still have, in the old world, typically it would be 15 or 20 pound felt, which you and I would know as tar paper. That would go on over the surface first. There are now house wrap issues that have striated ribbed or corrugation. So it looks like you're putting a house wrap, like a Tyvek product, with corrugated box ribs in it, and that allows moisture behind that whole cladding system, which is the faux stone, for, you know, if moisture gets in the wall, it just drains out down those striations and those ribs behind that house wrap, and then all your three coats go on top of that. So again, we've just learned a whole lot more, and so it's got a great system, and frankly, one of the best performing cladding systems is brick over the last 100 years, because that little how they laid up the full masonry and then they went to brick veneer, well, they always had that little half inch air space and then the flashing down at the bottom of the brick shell, you know. So the brick industry has been getting this right longer than anybody else, even through all of the bad stuff that we went through with the mold mildew on plasters and such. But yeah, man-made stucco stone or stone, one of the early brands was stucco stone, and it really is, it's a stucco, it's just pieces of stone stucco you stick on and it looks like brick or stone. Good stuff.
All right, thank you so much.
I hope I prepared you there, Julie. You feel like you're ready to open the can on this faux stone stuff?
Possibly.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, Julie. Thanks for the call. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMOX. You know, let's take a short pause and come back for more. We have to keep the lights on and the world turning here on University of KMOX. Burke Wach standing by from Helitech. Scott Mosby here from KMOX. We are at your service on KMOX. Hey, folks. Scott Mosby back here. Burke Wach standing by from Helitech. Did you ever wonder who keeps the lights on? The electric keeps coming. Groceries still get stocked on the shelves. Things get delivered to your door. Camo X keeps broadcasting. People keep getting things fixed. Helitech is there to fix your fountain. Folks, be grateful for the people that are out and about. Certainly the first responders, a notable point of the spear, but there's still the rest of that arrow behind them that's keeping you and I and the internet, for example, all the searching we're doing. There are a ton of people behind the scenes, unseen, unheard, but certainly frontline on the repair when the power goes down, the internet goes down, water main break, all that stuff that happens on normal customary bases. So, you know, just the utilities that keep operating, you know, I just don't miss the opportunity to say thank you to the people that are taking care of us, even when we're more focused on other bigger issues. Let's go talk to my friend John. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to KMOX. How can I help you, my friend?
Hi, Scott. I have a safe that I would like to move into my house on the main floor. It's about 400 pounds, okay. And no pun intended, is it safe to move on the main floor?
Yes, but I would advocate here, number one, how old is your house that you're moving it into?
I think it's plenty strong. It was built in the 60s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that tells me structure. Your floor is going to be designed to a 40-pound per square foot load, but when you place this safe, John, I'm going to ask that you go down in the basement and you look at where the steel beam is, where the posts on that center steel beam is. It might be covered by walls and such, but figure out where that is and put it as close to one of those posts or an exterior wall as possible, because when you have a floor joist sitting on the foundation, it goes all the way across the room to the middle of the house and then sits on that steel beam. The weakest part of all of that is in the middle of that floor joist span. So if it's a 12-foot wide room, it's 6 feet. So you want that safe next to the wall on the outside or over that steel beam. And optimal is right on top of one of those columns in the basement. They are.
Okay. So maybe sitting on an exterior wall next to a fireplace would be okay.
Yeah, but I would prop up that fireplace too, because that fireplace has a big, in the 60s, it has a big hunk of masonry, a big chunk of concrete, and it's hanging on the floor joist. So I'd put a couple of lally columns or something under that as well. I mean, you know, for $50, you buy a little insurance. If you're wrong, you know, 3 years later, you've got this, you know, aneurysm in the floor of your wood structure.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Well, thank you so much for your help.
Yeah, John, be careful, too, and don't miss the opportunity of your dolly or whatever material you're using to move that safe with. Those little bitty wheels, if you've got 400 pounds and each of those wheels only has a one-inch footprint, you've got 200 pounds per square inch as you roll it across that floor. So there, it may behoove you to put a board or a two-by or a something as you roll it across that floor, especially if it's a ceramic tile-like type material.
It is, as a matter of fact. All right, great. Thanks.
Boy, howdy. Well, yeah, protect that puppy, because those cement floors, which is a ceramic tile, those are the ones that need the attention.
Okay.
Good luck, John. Go get them.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Hey, Burke Watts, Helitech. You still with me there, brother?
I sure am. Listening away, as always.
Hey, Burke, how do people get in touch with Helitech? You're standing at the ready. You've got virtual visits ready to roll. How do people get in touch with you, and what can they expect in that first call?
Sure. Two easy ways. You can always go through the website at helitechonline.com and fill out a form there that lets us know you're interested, or you can call the 800 number at 800-246-9721, and the first thing that's going to happen, when the ladies in the office will get with you, and they'll get it set up for a day and a time to come out and take a look at it with one of our project estimators, and that'll get the process started from there.
Great. And so they may come up, they may do this virtually, depending upon, you know, phones, tools, FaceTime, Zoom, whatever.
Yeah, and what that homeowner is looking for and what questions they have. A lot of it's kind of like being on a radio show. It's, you know, sometimes they can be quick and picture or two and answer a question.
All right. Hey, Burke, thanks for coming in and joining us. Appreciate your taking time out of your busy day today. You've got your life, your family, the business, and then the customers all here on CamoX. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you.
All right. Burke Watts, Helitech at your service. Scott Mosby, CamoX. We're going to wrap up the top of the hour. We'll be back for more for Hour 2 on the Helitech Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX.
KMOX at your service. Welcome to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, presented by Schlieder Painting and Home Improvement Company. Schlieder Painting. Here's your host, Scott Mosby, on KMOX.
All right, back together, Hour 2, Home Improvement, Lunchtime, Bean Time. It is beautiful middle of the day in St. Louis. Well, maybe beautiful is a fluid-changing thing. Mr. Kelly just reports that it may be time to crawl under the bed a little later, although I think I spent most of the week crawled under my bed trembling as the week unfolded. Business keeps going on, believe it or not. Various levels of service. We talked to Burke Watts of Helitech, personally, I spent almost 10 hours on virtual video conference meetings this past week. So life continues to move on. Legislation came out to keep you and I, our economy moving and running. Essential services, certainly healthcare is front line. First responders are, for all blessings, willing to put it out there and serve us. It's a big deal. If you have any suspicions of this ailment, you think you're getting the flu, whatever, call your doctor first. And if you go in, do not walk into the doctor's office. Just allow people to protect themselves as you help yourself as well. So I'll get down off my stump. But if I have the virus or I don't have the virus, frankly, my behavior is about the same. Stay away. Do not risk exposing others. Do not risk me to someone who may or may not know they have the virus. John Kelly as well was, a week into this, 2 weeks before he knew. We don't have the ability for all of us to really check and make sure. So there's so much going on. But keep in mind, this is the Home Improvement Show. While we're at home, this is an opportunity. 314-436-7900, 436-7900, 800-925-1120. Again, a big thank you going out to all of the utility workers, all the people that are keeping the lights on, the sewers operating, the water coming to my home, the people that are making the repair calls, even keeping things like a dishwasher running. Again, social distancing is possible, believe it or not, in the construction world, we pretty much social distance anyway because of the sound, the dust, swinging a hammer, moving the tools, just the sphere of physical protection around a construction worker and we've been trained for, 10, 12 years on the lead laws, asbestos, things like that. So as an industry, not only are we pretty far apart from each other, it does change things, so all this, carbon footprint stuff. Every one of our employees is driving their own vehicle every place so that we don't share vehicles and things like that. Certainly we do that with our spouses and family, but outside of that, not seeing that. 314-436-7900, 800-925-1120. Thank you to Schlieder Painting and Gutters as well. They're part of the team that brings this show, this message, these answers to you. So thank you to Schlieder Painting for that support. Let's see what's cooking here and see who's been waiting a bit. Let's get with David and see if he's there. Hey, David, good afternoon. Welcome to Lunchtime on KMOX, my friend. Thanks for help holding, and how can I help?
Well, I've got a couple questions about exhaust fans, Scott.
Yeah. All right. Bring it on, brother.
Okay. One, we're putting in replacing a bathroom exhaust fan.
Okay.
And I wondered, we've got some blown-in insulation already and maybe adding some more. Should I box around that like you box around recessed light?
Absolutely.
And just leave a place for the hose to come out?
Absolutely. But keep in mind that hose has to be uber-insulated.
Okay.
So the box, basically your fan is suitable for, or at least most fans, and it'll be rated, it'll be IC rated insulated contact. So generally your bath fan can be buried by the insulation. There's not really a heat or a buildup like there is with a bulb lamp or light bulb inside of a recessed can. So it doesn't, if it does have a light, but that's why you have a maximum 60 watt bulb in there, so it doesn't gain too much heat. So you can bury that. You don't need to box it out like you do a recessed can, but make certain that you over insulate that galvanized steel duct coming out of that bath fan, because it has to be galvanized steel, because in the event of a fire, it can become a blowtorch, because it's going to be a power fan driven flame. So you have to have a steel duct to confine that. And then for condensation reasons here, David, you really need to have a couple layers. We usually use galvanized steel, 3 or 4 inch, whatever the size of the fan is. And then we put a couple of flex duct insulation socks over that, just like on a flexible, you know, insulated heating cooling duct.
And run that all the way up to the exit in the roof.
You bet. And think about this if you don't. Think about, and this is how I learned it, was by failure back in the 60s. You know, I ran one of these things out in my own shower, and I didn't insulate it. It was very limited access to insulate it. Well, shoot, that fan, you know, I'm blowing this all this warm, moist air up into this short pipe. Well, that pipe got cold in the wintertime. Water would condense, and that cold water would drip down on my head in the middle of a nice, warm, comfortable, whoa, shower. So condensation does happen, and then you go into the summer with that trapped moisture. So you've got, you've got to manage that moisture as well.
Okay. The other exhaust fan that we're putting in is over a stove. We're replacing a microwave exhaust unit.
Yes.
Is there a particular height that should be above the electric range?
Ideally about 24 inches, is that so, and this is, that is the standard. If you're 6'2", it's taller than that. If you're 5'1", it could be shorter than that. So there is a, if you have a gas cooktop, now you're 24 inches and above for safety. You don't have the right to, you know, set your cabinets on fire with a gas flame. But with electric, you can, you know, you're supposed to follow that same thing, but the big risk comes from a gas flame cooktop.
Right. Well, the existing shelf, and of course it was a different size microwave, but that actually drops it to about 13 inches above the range, which appears too low and is actually lower than the line of the bottom of the counter, or the upper cabinets.
Now, that usually is in the wall. There's usually a square duct inside the wall that goes up. So moving your microwave up, if there's an existing duct, it usually comes from the top. So you can slide that up to get your required 24 inches. And you get some pretty skinny cabinets over the top of that. But keep in mind that as you bend over to look at that fried egg or stir that back burner, you know, the intersection of your forehead with that whatever it is vent, that's the defining space.
Right. Okay. Well, I appreciate your help as always, and you stay safe.
All right. God bless you too, John.
Okay.
David, thanks for the help.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Bye now. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby. Stay tuned here, folks. We've got a weather update from the CamelWax newsroom. So stay tuned. We've got more. What's the weather situation we have?
Well, this is Brian Kelly Scott in the Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Storm Center. A tornado warning. This is for parts of Iron and Washington County. It is for southeastern, or check that, northwestern Iron County, southern Washington County in Missouri. A severe thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado was over Bixby. And it's moving at 60 miles an hour to the northeast. So some of you in the path include Viburnum, Irondale, and Mineral Point. This tornado warning is in effect until 12:45. Again, this is for northwestern Iron and southern Washington counties until 12:45. The storm was over Bixby, moving to the northeast at 60 miles an hour. Now, this is a radar-indicated rotation, but if you're in that area, take it seriously. And this storm system is moving towards the immediate St. Louis area, so we'll keep you up to date on it here from the Air Comfort Service Heating and Cooling Storm Center. Scott?
Thank you. Brian Kelly, KMOX Newsroom. There's one of the big differences, folks. We actually have staffed, and Brian Kelly on site, a real newsroom taking care of and alerting you and I. And so you know how the whole world works, the pecking order. These big alerts come to KMOX as the granddaddy, and then downline responsibilities of KMOX are enormous. There are literally hundreds, many hundreds of radio stations that depend on us disseminating this information. So when you're worried about your safety, your health, and the alerts coming from right now, a tornado warning from a radar indicated circulation, you know, that's a tornado. That's a big deal. Brian Kelly, thank you very much. We're going to take a short pause on the KMOX Home Improvement Show and be right back after this.
Now back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, sponsored in part by Schlieder Painting and Home Improvement Company on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
All right, home improvement phone lines, 314-436-7900-800-925-1120. Think about this. If you are at home and you're worried about kitchen, bath, whatever, make your list. There are still companies, including mine, Mosby Building Arts, who can virtually get that project started for you. Again, on site, once we get to the actual production stage, which takes a little time. So these are opportunities when downtime, slow time, you can get a really good response, as well as service and social distancing, safety and all that. You just have to be aware of it and deal with a company that has those systems in place. Phone lines here, 314-436-7900, toll free 800-925-1120. Let's go talk to my friend Vince. Vince, good afternoon. Welcome to Lunch on KMOX. How can I help you, my friend?
Hey, thank you, Scott. I enjoy your program. This is the first time I've called you.
Oh, welcome aboard.
So I've got a couple questions.
Yeah.
One, I have a bathroom with marble in it.
Uh-huh.
What do I use to clean that? Do you know? I know if you use the wrong stuff on it, it etches the surface.
Yeah, nothing. Vinegar is not good for marble. Pretty much muriatic acid, which is hydrochloric acid, that is what we use to clean the lime off of brick or to clean the grout off of tile. But when you get to marble, the quartz and material inside that marble, the limestone, all that, is affected by those cleaners. So primarily, a good cleaner for marble is primarily good soap and water and copious rinse with water. If you have to, use some sort of for example, the Lime-Away does have that acid in it. Vinegar does. You can use some of that on there, but you better put it on and rinse it off pretty quickly. So when you get the big soap stains, that's the problem. But generally, it's just good soap and water and a good scrub brush with a natural bristle brush. You don't want to abrade this stuff.
Okay, so yeah, I dropped a couple drops of tonic water on it.
Yeah,
and it's amazing how it etched that surface.
Yeah, that's an acid. Yeah, that's carbonic acid. That the carbonation in that product is carbonic acid, so that's akin to the vinegar in a way.
Yeah. Okay, my second question is, I'm getting my house painted. Mm-hmm. And also a building painted.
Okay.
And I hear a lot, I haven't investigated it, but this Rhino Shield, they talk about a lifetime warranty. What does that work on regular houses or a stucco building?
Yes. Here's,
do you know anything about that product?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do. The lifetime warranty is the product itself. This stuff is really good material. Whether it's the right application or not, that's not what it's saying. This will work great on a stucco building or on a wood building or on a regular sided building. That's not what the warranty is for. The warranty is our product is really high performing rubberoid painted product. And that material is awesome. If you're to paint, for example, a wooden railing on a house, there's no moisture issues. It's just protecting it. So you're pretty much putting a shrink wrap on something that really doesn't have any moisture or rot. You know, the inside of the house does not try and dry itself through a wall, you know, like a siding wall does or a stucco wall does. So do not mistake the warranty for the product, because the product material is extraordinary. Whether it is suitable for allowing the moisture inside a wood frame wall, a stucco wall, a brick wall, whatever it is, the product really is neat stuff, but the application is where it's questionable, and that's where you get into building science, this radio show, and the stuff that we at Mosby Building Arts agonize, argue, research, try, you know, just to see if these products perform where we need them to be used. So, yeah, don't mistake the product warranty from, is it suitable on my wall? That's a different case.
So my house is probably three-quarters brick and then some siding, vinyl siding. So I basically just have trim in the windows.
Yeah, virtually no risk on the trim on the windows, but they're, you know, so it's a great product. It's a high quality paint. Many of the regular paint coatings now are 14, 15 years. The vinyl shield and products similar, and it's had several names over the last 20 years. It's a really high quality coating, no question about it.
Okay. And so, you said, I mean, it works well on a stucco, masonry building?
Well, be careful. If you have a high humidity building or brick, brick still allows that wall cavity to dry. If you put a heavy coating, basically this stuff is kind of like a roof coating on the wall, it will slow down the moisture migration. So, yes, it's an incredible coating, but is it going to keep the moisture content, allow it to dry the wall? That's the question. And it's almost every single wall is a separate yes-no decision.
Okay.
When you're messing with high-tech stuff, you better have high-tech experience on applying where it is and isn't. But the product warranty on that is true. It is really high quality. It's basically a roof coating that's being applied for walls. So on a railing where it doesn't. Go ahead.
You put it on just like a paintbrush or roller?
They spray it on, and that particular product only gets professionally applied. It's kind of a franchise deal where, okay, you know, they're not – and it should be that way because it's a high-quality material. It's not really for do-it-yourself use.
All right. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, good question, Vince. Thank you. All right. Home improvement.
Have a good day.
Thank you. You too, sir. Let's take a short pause on KMOX here and come right back. We have lots of things happening. Phone lines open, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. And remember, we've got some interesting weather coming our way. There's another one. How's that? Interesting weather, which means crawl under the bed sometime between now and 8 p.m. if you're in the way of some of this hail and tornado. Brian Kelly brought us a little bit of update. He'll bring us that throughout the hour. Keep us updated there. Stay tuned right here on University of KMOX.
Now back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, sponsored in part by Schlieder Painting and Home Improvement Company on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
All right, back together, home improvement. Scott Mosby, let's fire up the phone lines and get them going. Bosco, my little pet gerbil, still in the background, and he's not really worried about all this virus stuff. He's just pumping away on that little treadmill, turning out 50,000 watts for KMOX. Good job. Way to go. A little help from Amarin there in the background, too. So let's go to the phone and see what's happening with my friend Larry. Hey, Larry, thanks for the waiting, and how can I help you, my friend?
Hello,
Larry. You're on, my buddy.
Okay, what is it to ask you about a roof? I've got a building with a flat roof. The covering is older. It's been well maintained, but it is older. And what I wanted to do, I have about 5 years ago or so, I put that white reflective coating rolled on.
Yep.
What I want to know is, what can I do to extend the life of that roof? At this point,
Actually, the white reflective coating's a good product, but every few years, if again, an ounce of prevention beats a pound of cure, washing that roof, removing buildup of dirt, because dirt holds moisture. Moisture then breaks down that coating. It's still a painted coating, but I would go up there, wash that roof, and then spot repair places. So whoever put that white coating on, and this is a good opportunity because this product, you know, this kind of a service is easy to do with the social distancing and all the rest. You know, painting, they stay a long way from each other anyway. But I would get that same contractor, go up, take a look, and answer that question for you, because it needs, you know, those painted coatings need a little tender, loving care over time.
Okay. One other thing, and that's you were talking about that air conditioner that there was moisture.
Yeah.
I've had trouble with the drain line clogging because of fungus.
Yeah.
And just wondering whether that has something to do with the moisture problem.
Oh, you bet. You bet. If you plug it, for example, if you can't get rid of the moisture out of that air conditioning condensate line, it'll back up and raise the humidity. It won't dry anything out. But then that pipe stays moist. This is where Legionnaire's disease came from, was a closed, dark, warm place with high humidity that persistently was there. That's the same thing as a petri dish in a lab. So there are all kinds of nasty things that grow. Typically, I will change that. If I can get to it, I change condensate lines every 2 or 3 years just because it's easier to replace them than it is to clean them. If you can get inside that little half-inch or three-quarter-inch pipe or whatever, it's kind of like a, you know, 25-foot-long bottle brush to get in, bleach and all that, and then you get all the scum coming out. It's like, boy, I'd rather just change the pipes.
Uh-huh. Okay, good enough.
Good question, Larry. Thank you, sir. So I'd have that roof, get a pro up there to check it out and spot repair, and be prepared. They may come back because, you know, painted coatings have a life span on them, may come back and say, you know what, we're ready to recoat the whole thing, which is less costly than replacing the roof. So I think that's a good thing.
Okay.
All right, Larry, thanks. Next up, let's see what's happening. Who's been waiting a long time? Let's go to Lisa. Hey, Lisa, Scott Mosby here, KMOX. How can I help you, my friend?
I have a question. We have Pella windows, and so the window on the inside of the house is wood. We have shutters on the inside of our house, the wider shutters, so we keep it closed a lot. So we have noticed now that we have mold now at the bottom of the window between, when you open the window, that area between there, because the entire framing around the window is wood. Mm-hmm. What do you recommend to clean it up, and what do you recommend not to have it keep happening?
Well, it will keep happening because, you know, that's where the water sets. That's where the condensation is. By closing it up and being energy efficient and conserving, there's a consequence, and this is the byproduct of it, but this is no different than cleaning your shower. So, it doesn't need to be cleaned every 2 or 3 weeks like your shower, but it does need to be cleaned about every 2 or 3 months, because when you have very hot and moist air from the inside of the house and then very cold from the outside during the winter, or the exact opposite in the summertime, it's cold inside and hot and moist on the outside, you will always have this condensation, oftentimes happening on the interior windowsill inside the house, and then likewise on the outside, you know, between the glass and maybe the screens or storm panels. So this is normal and customary maintenance. It is actually designed by the manufacturers to happen this way. Because if they make it ventilate too much to where it dries itself out, then you lose your energy efficiency, because energy efficiency comes by not allowing the air to move. However, mold, mildew, and, you know, the moisture buildup happens exactly at the same cause. So it's kind of it's a design maintenance issue. So, yeah, and just give it a good scrubbing, rinse it, dry it out. When I get outside like that, I'll do paper towels or something, and I throw the paper towels away just to get rid of the residue, because I don't know what it is. I use rubber gloves. And then when I'm all done, I give it a spritz with usually some chlorine bleach or something like that to get a leg up on the next cycle. How's that?
So what do you, I'm thinking about like what I clean my showers and my bathrooms with. I mean, are you suggesting, like I use Bonami. So I wouldn't use Bonami on that, would I?
No, no, you really don't need the abrasive of the bond. All you need is soap and water, but you can't really you can't really rinse it much. You can't stick a hose in there without flooding something. So, you know, I usually do just a spritz bottle. You know, I'll put generally I rob the sink underneath the kitchen, you know, and just get in soap and water. And then because I can't really rinse it away easily, I wipe it up with paper towels, throw it away. And then when I have it all spick and span the way I want it, then I'll take a I'll put some bleach on a towel or spray bleach on that sill, make sure it doesn't, you know, damage anything, but really leave it there, and then you've got this kind of a layer of bleach there. But all you're just giving it a good bath. It's like washing your car.
So do I have to worry about the, maybe I don't care, do I have to worry about the bleach bleaching out the wood, the finish on the wood, or no?
On the outside, yeah, if you have something out exterior, but on the inside, like on a windowsill, you know, I'll just wipe it down. I don't let standing liquid bleach, but okay. I wipe it, you know, just like Clorox wipes. I'm doing it now on everything I touch anyway. So it's really, you just give it the COVID-19 treatment and you'll be there.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Good question. Thank you very much, Lisa. All right. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMOX. The more complex the world gets, simple and true lasts on the value. So, I mean, again, just good old hygiene. You know, clean your shower, wash your car, wash your siding. There you go. Sometimes clean your roof. If you don't give it a little bit of love, it stops loving you and you get mold mildew on the roof shingles. You get a little bit of that black gook growing between the window and the storm panel or window and the screen. You know, because basically, the engineering requirements of energy conservation are not the same best practice as it is for drying out and minimizing mold, mildew, and spores. So, you know, it just, you have to, everything needs a little bit of care and maintenance, you know. We all love a little love, care, and feeding every now and again. Let's get one more in here, see what's cooking here with my friend. Hey, Joe, let's see with Joe. Joe, thank you for waiting, my friend. Thanks for being part of Hour 2 on KMOX. How can I help?
No problem, Scott. Glad I was able to get in here. Yeah. Couple of questions. One of them having to do with grass stains on the garage floor. Recently, I cut the yard and I went ahead and flushed the underside of my riding mower. And of course, sitting inside the garage, it decided to go ahead and drip all that green stuff on the concrete. How can I clean that up?
Well, the Native Americans would say that's great green paint. So cleaning it up, you basically painted the floor with what was left on your mower deck. It's going to take a little bit of time scrubbing it, soap and water, copious rinsing. This is the same as taking a stain out of your concrete. The good news is that green chlorophyll, basically all that green pigment from having a really nice lawn, I would propose. I bet you've got a pretty dandy lawn there. All that luscious green grass, that pigment came in on your concrete. Soap and water, scrub it, rinse it. It'll probably stick around for about 3 months, but time and ultraviolet light and more water and rinsing. But no high-tech anything. I wouldn't worry too much. A little bleach might help, but don't put too much bleach on concrete. Bleach is chlorine, is not good for the cement material, the glue inside of concrete. But it can help a little bit if you want to give it a little spritz, let it sit, and then wipe it down.
I understand. My other question has to do with construction-grade countertops that are in the bathrooms. Is there any product available that will take light scratches out?
Are these like a laminate for mica type?
No, negative. It's more like a marble.
Oh, yes. Is it like the cultured marble top?
Exactly.
Okay, the answer is yes. Have you ever seen auto body work done where they actually rub out a buff, or, you know, they buff out a new paint coating or an old painted car?
You mean like compound?
Yep, rubbing compound. That's where we're going. You've got a scratch in a shiny clear coat finish. What you have to do is shine that or buff that out. So it's exactly like taking a scratch out of an automobile. So if you know the grits and the rubbing compounds and how to do that, it is possible to do that. But the best way to do it is with an orbital buffer that slings that rubbing compound all over everything. So sometimes the cure is worse than the ailment.
Got it. Okay.
But you can try it. One of the starts, you can try toothpaste. You can try something else. The problem is a Bon Ami or a barkeeper's friend, that grit is just too rough. So it'll actually dull the shine. And that's why you have to get to that really like triple aught and, you know, to the whatever the color is for the really fine last polish.
Yeah, bought friend's friend there. That was suggested to me, and I decided not to use it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Scott, thank you very much for your advice. I certainly appreciate it. Stay safe.
Joe, thanks for being part of the family. Nice to hear from you. Take care. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby. We're going to take a short pause and take a little break on phone lines, 314-436-7900, toll-free 800-925-1120. I am Scott Mosby. I am so pleased to be back with you here today. You know, I'm a little socially starved. You know, this is a big deal for extroverts. You introverts in there, you know, you folks kind of like a little social distancing anyway. For somebody like me, oh, boy, howdy. I'm, you know, high fives, hugs, elbow bumps, all that verboten. Can't do that anymore. So, you know, I'm doing high five, you know, shadow fives and hugs and things like that from 6-10 feet away. It's just not the same. Scott Mosby here. I'm on my best behavior right here on Camel X.
Now back to the Helitech Waterproofing Home Improvement Show, sponsored in part by Schlieder Painting and Home Improvement Company on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Scott Mosby, Home Improvement. We've got a few more minutes until we go up to 1 o'clock, news, weather, and sports. More information coming through on the COVID-19 virus. Also, I want to remind you, Brian Kelly's weather warnings. In an earlier break, he mentioned that some of those storms are moving at 60 miles an hour. Things will develop, unwrap, and unravel quickly. So stay tuned here to KMOX. Brian Kelly is at your ready, and he has our backs. So let's see what's happening with my friend Gary here. Hey, Gary, good afternoon. Welcome to Lunch on KMOX. How can I help, sir?
Thank you, Scott. I think I've listened to your show since day one. Between my grandfather and you, I've become a pretty good carpenter. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know what you call it, the little hose with the sprayer on my kitchen sink. Mm-hmm. I've lived in five homes, and I don't think any of them have worked quite right. I just don't have any pressure. More when I press the button, more water comes out of my faucet than out of the hose. So I unscrewed the screen off of it, thinking it might be clogged, and it wasn't. And then I was surprised you have to take an Allen wrench to unscrew the plastic disc in the center of it to take a look at what else is inside. I couldn't see anything else inside that needed cleaning. Any suggestions as to what I might do from here?
Gary, welcome to my world, and you're actually you're going from the frying pan into the fire. How's that?
Okay.
of all these kitchen faucets, there's a little diverter valve that is in the base of that nozzle there and the hose. But when you spend $150 or $250 or whatever it is, $75 on a kitchen faucet, that little diverter valve, which is one of the things we use the most often, it's about 89 cents. So it's kind of the most important thing is the simplest. So that's where the rocket science should be. It's just very common. And where this dance usually goes is in changing the hose. That's usually where it is for $10, $12, $14. That usually doesn't work for very long, and then it results in a new faucet. That's the dance that happens with these pull-out sprayers. And that's why so many of your better faucets, you're spending $150, $250, you know, on these pull-out nozzles. What they're doing is the actual diverter mechanism is rocket science. So by getting out of your typical economical kitchen faucet into your higher-end products, they're actually putting their money where our mouth is. You know, they're putting better diverter mechanisms in there that last, you know, 5, 8, 7, you know, years.
So should I just buy a whole new divert the hose and the handle and everything?
Yes, because if you buy the diverter, it's going to be $7 or $8, and then you're into brain surgery to put the thing in there, and then you have to get that all correct. And then, you know, I don't know about you, but my fat fumbling fingers are not quite the same way they used to be. It's like, you know, for 50, so on and on you go. And so again, we're just in that kind of engineering of replacing systems instead of parts now in our lives. That's just kind of where it is. And if that hose doesn't work, you're heading for a new faucet.
Thanks, Scott. I also wanted to mention, too, that a lot of the hardware stores, I just ordered some drywall and lumber and paint and doors and everything. And to my surprise, they're happy to deliver it to my garage this coming Monday. So they're only on about a 2-day delivery schedule, and they're happy to do it. And I just wanted to mention that because this is a great time for me to get some things done around here that I haven't had time to do.
Oh, amen, Gary. And again, in the professional world that way, to keep from sending one guy around to all these job sites, just in limiting social contact in our world, we're having the suppliers deliver, and they're more than happy because, you know, if we all go in their stores and pick this stuff up, oh, we're a medical mess. So,
yeah, well, and at age 80, I don't want to be, you know, I've got to be careful. Also, I couldn't find any drywall tape. Everybody was out of it, but I went online and ordered a roll of the tape, which will be delivered to my front door Monday. So this is pretty neat. That's a pretty neat world we live in right now.
Boy, Gary, when you're bored, come on over to Mosby Building Arts. Sounds like you're handy enough that we could put you to work, brother.
Thank you, young man.
Thanks, Gary, for being part of the family.
Bye-bye. Right.
Bye now. Home Improvement, Scott Mosby, KMWX. You know, doggone it, I like this show. I like you, the listeners. I enjoy my time. I help people. I make a difference. That feels good. It's an honoring to my father who taught me most of the stuff I know. It's a multi-generation pay it forward kind of thing. And I know for a fact that you do that as well in your families and friends. And, you know, I love to hear Gary's at home doing things that, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, and frankly, you know, we do handyman services at Mosby Building Arts. We do quite a bit for people that just can't quite turn the screwdriver anymore. But by golly, there's a self-satisfaction with it, and on new homeowners as well. That's, you know, why we like to invite the new homeowners, the younger generation on, because by golly, I'll help train them too, as you will. Let's see what's happening with my friend. How about Joe? Hey, Joe, good morning or good afternoon. Scott Mosby here. How can I help you?
Thank you, Scott, for taking my call.
Yeah.
My question is, I'm familiar with your article on using Riddex for your household drains.
Yeah.
Oh, how about using that in your stool?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Now, I think you just put boiling water in. That's enough to get it down into the household trap. But how much do you have to put in that stool to get it into flowing down into the pipe?
Well, you don't want it to go very far, so typically I'll put about a half cup. I put it in liquid form. If it's the dry form, I'll put it in. It doesn't have to be boiling water, just something. We're just making chocolate milk here out of the dry form. Make a liquid into it. And I just put a half a cup or a cup in the toilet, flush it once, usually at night before I go to bed, because I want this stuff to sit in the pipes. I don't want it to flush all the way down to MSD and to their treatment plants. I want it to sit there and eat up all this waste solids around the pipes in the house. So any drain, shower drain, sink, toilet especially, your stool question is valid, floor drains, you know, a tub, any place that might have human oils, grease, or residue from cooking that has organic waste, boy howdy, Riddex and the products similar to that just feed on that stuff, and they help clean the pipes. How's that for an answer?
That's good. That, in other words, just let it sit. In your article, you said in there, well, you can continue to use it. It seemed to me like every time you put something down into that trap, it was going to be diluting it.
Yeah, absolutely, which is why I like to do it at night before I go to bed, so this stuff, you know, it just sits in the pipes. It's nothing more than kind of a probiotic. You know, we eat the stuff. It's a similar material like that, so it's not rocket science. It just likes to devour organic waste.
Okay, well, they've helped me on that. My question, you know, I was curious about in the stool how to get it down in. Down into there. But I thank you so much. I enjoy listening to your program very much.
Thanks, Joe, for a clarifying question. Appreciate the help.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time and information.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Scott Mosby here, KMOX. Folks, I have dearly, dearly enjoyed this week. Maybe I'm more socially starved than normal, but I enjoy the interaction. I like to help. I'm running out of time here, so Mark, Diane, and Millie, I'm not going to have time to gather you there. Come on back next week on University of KMOX. This is Scott Mosby. Stay tuned. Weather is in the area. Brian Kelly's going to keep us safe right here on KMOX.